The studio that houses the landscape architecture and environmental planning seniors is an open workspace with a dozen or more drafting tables and desks, and is an absolute mess. There are 3D models and proposed ideas sketched onto trace paper, littering almost every surface. The walls are covered with idea bubbles, sticky notes, to-do lists, newspaper and magazine clippings, and a dartboard.
This dartboard has no contribution to our scholarly project.
Yeah.
But it's very relaxing and satisfying to pierce something with a needle.
That's true. But it looks like you've pierced sustainability standards a couple times.
Yes. Not on purpose. It's just more of it was in the way of our dartboard.
This week marked the final days for the group to prepare a project proposal to be presented to the stakeholders of Thanksgiving Point and the citizens of Lehigh. The area has been noted for its tech boom, but also its lack of accessibility for workers and residents. And to solve these problems, the project aims to rethink community in six main areas: transportation sustainability, activity centers, sense of place, food systems, and housing. The proposal also contains an idea for a 150-foot-wide land bridge that would span 16 lanes of traffic and a light rail system. It would be the first for Utah, one of the largest in the nation and possibly the world.
So we're in charge of transportation, and the major concept behind it is to be able to bridge the gap over I-15 and really start to get rid of some of the congestion in the area and encourage more people to start using their public transit, get people out of their car, really just make it a more vibrant place. So
Thanksgiving Point really does a lot of sustainable things. They are very water wise. They are pretty efficient in energy, but we're just trying to improve some of those things. We have a solar elephant that big, cool, it would really stand out in Thanksgiving Point. It's made out of solar panels that allows the elephant to move a little bit. Just gives people an idea that solar power really works and you can do big things with it.
Our team is focusing on activity centers and taking the campus of Thanksgiving Point, which is right now disjointed and unconnected, and creating greater connectivity and creating a logic around which it can expand into the future, creating a central spine around which new venues can be located so that it's a coherent whole instead of being, like I said, disjointed and unconnected.
They're losing all of their agriculture lands and they're growing at a rapid rate, urbanly. So we are trying to help strengthen the community as well as improve their overall food system.
And now it's booming, and a lot of people are moving down there. People want to be there. And so that's why this is all happening. That's why we're actually like motivated and excited to do this, because it's honestly like for people like us. We're the people moving down there. We're the people starting families down there. We know that we're going to, and since we know that, we also wanted to make sure that other people can enjoy. And that's actually what makes a great community, when we have diversity and that actually kind of mesh and are cohesive.
The students presented to the Lehigh community and the stakeholders at Thanksgiving Point on Tuesday, May 3rd, and reported back the response was overwhelmingly positive. Thank you to landscape architecture students Brian Avalos, Nolan Baker, Derek Lamb, Jason Parkinson, Brian Wilson, Johan van Zeeben, Jillian Vergie, Desmond Fung, and Kendrick Ostergaard for speaking with me. Also thank you to Professors Todd Johnson and Dave Bell. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Justin Prather.